Chazar zeichen shmos bekh khat shagem lebem yhudem sagt op sagem daf bet. Perk orla ba osor perk wishon. Zok de mishnah siat de shmai orla ba osor on the night going into the 14th of Nisan, you have to search for chametz by candlelight. Any place into which chametz is not brought doesn't have to be checked, doesn't need a bedika. When the chachamim later in the mishnah when they argue regarding checking for chametz in a wine cellar, it's regarding a wine cellar into which chametz is brought during the year. Be shamay say when checking the wine cellar for chametz, you have to check two rows on the entire front of the cellar, which will be explained in the Gemara. Be Hillel say you have to check the two outer rows, which are the two upper rows, again to be explained in the Gemara. What's the meaning of the word or? The mission uses that word to describe the time on the 14th of Nisan when the Bidika has to take place. Rav Huna said it means light, presumably referring to the morning. Rav Yehuda says it means night, referring to nighttime. Check Gemara Pasuk says Habayker Oyer, in the morning, which is called Oyer. We see it refers to morning. The Gemara says, no question that the word or means light. However, when used as a noun, referring to a time of the day, it could mean it means night. The Pasuk here is saying that when the morning became light, which is the proper time to travel, Yosef sent the brothers on their way. Check Gemara Pasuk says Uchior Boyker, that seems to refer to morning as or, using the word as a noun. The Gemara says the pasuk is referring to the light of the morning, and it's not a standalone word being used as a noun. In fact, the pasuk says that Hashem called La Oyer Yoim. We see that Oyer is day. The Gemara says the pasuk means to say that Hashem called the time that it was getting light day. But again, Oyer is not used as a noun. In fact, if so, when the pasuk says VeLachoisha Kara Laila, that means that Hashem called the time that it was getting dark as night. However, we pass in that the period of time when it's getting dark, it's still called day. It's not day. It's not night till it says. The Gemara says rather the pasuk means that Hashem called for light, the source of light that Hashem had created, and He told it to serve during the daytime. He then called darkness and told it to serve during the nighttime. However, when Oyer is used as a noun, it refers to a specific time of the day, it may refer to nighttime. For acting more, the pasuk says Haluhu kol koich ve'or, stars appear at night, so we see that or must refer to nighttime. More says the pasuk means the stars that give light, not that the stars of the night. In fact, that would mean that we're saying that only the stars that give light need to praise Hashem. But the pasuk says halu kol tzavakov, meaning all creations must praise Hashem. Rather, Dr. Gemara, the pasuk is teaching that the light of the stars is considered to be light. What is that? What's an afkamina for that? That if someone promises not to benefit from light, he's also usher to benefit from the light of the stars. In fact, the pasuk says at oyer the murderer gets up and kills the poor, and at night he's like a robber. So the contrast between oyer and night suggests that oyer refers to day. Gemara says the pasuk means that if one encounters an intruder and it's clear to him as light that this intruder would murder him if he felt the need, then one may treat him like a murderer and kill him before the intruder can kill the victim. If it is unclear to him, meaning like night, that it's unclear, he may not kill him. In fact, the pasuk says that night yearns for or, but there is none. This would suggest that or is day. The night is yearning for the day. The Gemara says the pasuk is discussing Io's curse to himself that he should look for light and not find it, but again, we're not referring to it as a noun as day. In fact, the pasuk says that David HaMelech says, the night became oyer around me. This would suggest that oyer means day. The Gemara says, no, David HaMelech was saying that this world, which is comparable to night, became light around them. Hashem made it clear to all that David was forgiven for his sin. In fact, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, one must search for chametz on the oyer of the 14th, on the morning of the 14th, and at the time of destroying the chametz. From here we see clearly that Or means night, because we separately the morning and later. So obviously Or means the night of the 14th. Shema Minot, this is a clear proof that Or refers to night. Fractumar Bryce says, at what point does doing work become usher on the 14th of Nisan? Rabbi Yehuda Miyaka says, from the time of Oyer. Rabbi Yehuda says, from sunrise. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't find that a day is partially usher and partially mutter to do work. So how could it be that you're saying like that? Rabbi Yehuda said, we find that the day is split into two regarding the eating of chametz. So the first part of the day is mutter, the later part of the day is usher. We see from this Brysa that Rabbi Yehuda refers to night as Oyer, because he's saying it's already usher at Oyer. Mara says, Rabbi Yehuda refers to Amura Shachar, daybreak, as Oyer. Not, he doesn't refer to night. If that's what he means, if so, then he himself has part of the day, meaning the previous night, which is mutter to do work, and part of the day, which is also to do work. So how could he ask that on Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, we find instances where the night and the day are treated differently, like a fast day where eating at night is mutter, but during the day becomes also. But we don't find such a distinction with regard to daytime hours, that in the middle of the day you split it up. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda seems to have answered Rabbi Eliezer's question very well. What would Rabbi Eliezer respond? So Rabbi Eliezer was referring to Halacha de Rabbanan, and that we don't find that the Rabbanan make a distinction between different parts of the day. Rabbi Yehuda's answer is Halacha de Raisa of chametz. That's different. Rabbi Yehuda would answer that the Rabbanan restrict eating chametz earlier in the day than the Torah, and therefore we do find that even the Rabbanan make a distinction between different parts of the day. But the answer would say that the Rabbanan do so when dealing with a halacha that has a basis in the Torah. The prohibition of work, the isra of work on the 14th of Nisan is entirely the Rabbanan, and therefore we don't find the Rabbanan make any distinctions among the hours of a day when it comes to something which is totally the Rabbanan. In fact, the Gemara Braisa says that torches are lit to symbolize that it's Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day of the month. The torches are lit on the oyer of the 30th day. We see that oyer means night. Again, the Shema Aminah, this is a clear proof that oyer means night. Fekhmer again, a Braisa says, if a Kohen was busy on the Mizbeach throughout the night, then oyra, he needs to wash his hands and his feet. We see that oyer means day. The Gemara says, oyer could mean night. Oyra is different, and that is a different word. Maybe that word as a noun means day. Marzucha quotes a Mishnah which says that if a woman miscarries on the oyer of the 81st day after having given birth to a girl, Beis Shammai say she need not bring a second carbon. Beis Hillel say that she must. Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, why should the oyer of the 81st day be treated differently than the day of the 81st day? So we clearly see that Beis Hillel refer to night as oyer. Again, Shema Aminah, this is a very clear proof that oyer refers to night.